Duke Energy has sent North Carolina regulators a proposed order calling for major changes in rooftop solar rules, including smaller payments for electricity sent to the grid. WFAE climate reporter David Borax has more.
Last year's state energy reform law requires regulators to revise rooftop solar rates, known as net metering. Similar changes were approved recently in California. Right now, solar panel owners get credits on their bills for extra electricity equal to whatever they pay for it. Duke wants to reduce those payments and vary them by time of day. And it wants solar owners to pay an extra $10 a month. Duke spokesman Randy Wheelis says the current system isn't fair to non-solar customers.
If you're paying a retail price for solar every time you get it, you know, a lot of times it's not really worth that. So you're overpaying people to generate solar at the detriment of other people who are saying, wait, I don't get that same benefit.
Some solar industry groups support Duke's plan, but other installers, solar owners, and environmental groups have spent much of this year fighting it. They worry it would disincentivize solar and make it harder for homeowners to pay off their investments. The Attorney General's office and environmental groups want any new rates to be based on a new, more thorough study of the costs and benefits of rooftop solar, something required by state law. A decision is expected in 2023. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.